this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
Sunday, don't you love it, boys and girls? Butch on Sports is here, and another edition is on the run. Yes, it is. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in on this particular Sunday. Late Sunday evening here, as I'm between watching Hell in the Cell and giving you this nice little podcast here. I made up all myself here. Hopefully, you had a great weekend. A enjoyable weekend. Right now it's thunderstorming in the metropolitan Detroit area, but who cares, huh? Let's get to it. Shohei Ohtani has been a pain in the rear end of the Detroit Tigers all this weekend, or all this long weekend. However, Dansby Cameron hit a two-run single in the 10th inning. The Detroit Tigers avoided a four-game sweep with a 5-3 victory over the Los Angeles Angels on Sunday. Cameron came through on Father's Day with his father, Major League veteran Mike Cameron. I remember him very well from Seattle there. Was in the Big A stands there. Jose Cisnero pitched two hitless innings before Michael Fulmer came in there and got a 6th save. Almost screwing it up, but he walked Ohtani with two out before striking out Taylor Ward. And that was the end of it. Period. What can you say? What can you say? By the way, the Detroit Tigers will be out with their top shortstop for at least the next 10 days. Nico Goodrum was placed on the injury list on Saturday with a tendon sprain in his left index finger. And by golly, Isaac Paredes is coming back. Yes, he's coming back to Detroit, boys and girls, from AAA Toledo to take his roster spot. You're all caught up. The Tigers are on their way home. We'll talk about the giveaways and the gimmies as they came up. Detroit Tigers brass have come up. We'll talk about that Wednesday. NBA right now, Atlanta and Philadelphia is getting it on there. The game is not over yet, but it's very, very close, and that's all I can tell you. I am not permitted to give the finals there or to interfere with the game while it's on live. However, Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard was out today in their game, but Devin Booker and also Paul George, they took center stage Sunday. They delivered a 1-2 punch, and by golly, Booker's Suns prevailed with a 120-114 victory over, yes, the Clippers. Again, the Clippers are behind again. That might be a good thing. You know, Clippers have been behind all these series and coming out winners. So you never know what's going to show. Speaking of basketball there, and also, let me get into hockey there. The Islanders last night took care of some business with Tampa Bay. It tied the match there. And also right now, Montreal and the Vegas Knights are battling it out. I don't know the score to that. And maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't, but we'll find out what's going on later here. Maybe tomorrow. But that game is going on right now. Detroit Pistons, Sadiq Bey, and also Isaiah Stewart was named to the NBA All-Rookie Team. Bay earned his first team honor, and Stewart selected for the second team. Bay, he set a rookie record for most games with at least 4 3-pointers. That was 21, 5 3-pointers made, 13, and 6 3-pointers made, 5. 6 times he had 3-pointers of 5 or more there. He also set a Pistons rookie record for most 3-pointers made in the quarter, 6. In a half, 6. In a game, 7. Oh, boy. Yep, he's a Villanova product here and became the second Piston rookie ever to win the NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. He did it on February the 8th to the 14th and become the only rookie in the NBA history to make 7 triples and shoot 1,000% from 3-point line in a game during the stretch there. Now, Stewart was selected 16th overall in the 2020 draft. He averaged 7.9 points, 6.7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1.3 blocks in 21 minutes of play over 68 games. He had 14 starts. Stewart led all the rookies with offensive rebounds with 2.3 rebounds and blocks, while he ranked 3rd in field goal percentage with 5.53. 4th in defensive rebounding, he also was one of 10 NBA players with multiple blocks in at least 26 games. Indeed, congratulations to both of them. Bay on the first team, Stewart on the second team. You got 2 valuable rookies that hopefully they don't give away. Yes, we're back-to-back coverage last weekend on the network of NBC. The IndyCar series at the Chevrolet Do in Detroit race broadcast attracted a lot of large viewers than the 2019 IndyCar races were aired on NBC, which, by the way, it didn't. The 220 races were canceled due to the pandemic. Although NBC overnight ratings, the Saturday, June 12th race drew a total of almost, let's say it, boys and girls, 850,000 viewers, which reflects 10% of the increase over the broadcast of 219. The Sunday thing here was a great relief. It was 1.383 million viewers. That represented a 26% increase over 2019 Sunday race. So although they didn't have a lot of fans in there, they had a lot of viewers on the TV for the Bel Air races, which, by the way, hopefully will be back to normal next year, if they haven't. A lot of protesting about Bel Air, how it's being used. And one of the pet peeves was, or is, the Grand Prix. The 49th annual Big Ten Football Media Days are going to be on Thursday, July the 22nd, with the schools going to be represented on that day as Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, and Penn State. On the 23rd, which is on a Friday, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin will talk about football in its entirety. This is just a media day for football upcoming in the fall. If you watch the U.S. Open, boys and girls, I guess you missed a little, but Rahm, he outdo Oosterhuizen to win his first major. What a deal. You can tell I'm so excited as I'm listening to thunder in the background while I'm broadcasting this show, and the electricity goes out as we speak. Nice thing about this is we have a nice little battery backup here that's just going to save us for this particular podcast here. So I'm going to keep on going while the electricity it's getting rejuiced back in the house here. Okay, as we go, there we go again with some more electricity going out here, and I hope it doesn't go out again while I'm doing this show. Here we go, the MHSAA baseball for the boys, Grand Blanche, congratulations. That's in Division One. Division Two is Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Division Three is Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett. And Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep is the champion there. Congratulations to them entirely here. And in softball, South Lions Division One also is a great winner there. In Division Two, Richmond Division Three, Unionville Cebuani is Division Four in softball for the ladies there. In lacrosse, Division One is Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice, and Division Two is East Grand Rapids for the boys. For the girls, is Rockford, and East Grand Rapids for the girls there. East Grand Rapids know how to play lacrosse there. They both, boys and girls, victorious in their dealings with postseason goodies. And girls soccer, we'll name them all in Division One, Heartland, Division Two, Bloomfield Hills, Marion, Division Three, Detroit Country Day, and Division Four, North Muskegon, our winners. Congratulations to everyone who participated. And I know it's hard, and I know it's rough, but you know what? It was good. If you participated or you won, that's a good thing there. Okay. I got through this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports, which the electricity is just now getting rejuvenated. Slowly but surely, we're getting back things going on here. So I'm going to cut my losses while I can here. Yes, I am. I'm going to cut them while I can here and just say to you all, Butch on Sports is a presentation. Or should I say, is it going now? No, my board is not going. There you go. Yeah, oh, it stopped again. There you go. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports as we hear thunder in the background on Facebook. Yes, Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to Podomatic.com, type in SimplyButchCoo. Podomatic.com. You can also go to TheGameSportsShow.podbean.com. And don't forget, boys and girls, Monday night is The Game Sports Show with Scott Nason and friends, including myself personally there. I don't know who's else is going to be on the show, but it's supposed to be a Lulu for the first hour there. So, hey, check it on out there. And by the way, we will be on Wednesday. We might have technical difficulties next Sunday, so we'll let you know on Wednesday if we're going to do that or do that game or not there, or that show or not there. I'm done, boys and girls. Have a great beginning of the weekend. Ta-ta and toodly-doo.